We're going to step away from our top story today, the Senate hearing in Washington, to talk about something admittedly less consequential, Major League Baseball. Teams are heading into the final weekend of the regular season, and in the American League, at least, the playoff teams are essentially set. Boston, Cleveland, and Houston have won their divisions, but there still is a lot of drama to come in the National League. Mike Pesca is Here and Now's sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
So start with the American League. The Boston Red Sox have a team record with 107 wins. Are they the clear, obvious favorite to win the pennant?
They are not, simply because the nature of baseball doesn't allow. There's a seven-game series in the playoffs as opposed to 162 games over the course of a season. So no team, I think, can really be the clear and overwhelming favorite. I've seen some pretty good odds that actually have them and the Astros as being co-favorites, around 25% chance each to make the World Series. And also, in the specific case of the Red Sox, which are a great team and a great offense, they do have some problems. I'm not sure that they're really relief pitching is quite so awesome, exactly what you'd want from a playoff team.
And you're going to need that to go deep into these games,
right.
Deep into
I'd hate
these
to
series.
Gain, say, a 107 and maybe by the end of the year, 110-game winner. But there are some warning signs.
Well, the Astros have more than 100 wins, so you got to go through them, as you said. Cleveland isn't getting quite as much attention, but they're good, too.
Yeah, they haven't gotten as much attention for a couple reasons. They just ran away with their division, but they're an 89-win team. And gosh, okay, I'll say the cliche, they're right in the mix. They're right in the mix for the American League.
It's a cliche because it's true. What about the wild card? What are we looking at in the American League and then possibly for the National League too?
Yeah, the American League will be the A's against the Yankees, which could be awesome, especially if one or both of those teams eschew starters, which is a trend. The Rays this year kind of went without starters for many games, and they'd have someone go. I mean, someone has to start the game, but then he gets pulled after two innings. And I could see the A's doing that. In the National League, there is one spot up for bids. It will probably be taken by the Dodgers. But the Cardinals, who were just eliminated by the Brewers in a three-game series, they got swept. The Cardinals are still alive. A pinch-running pitcher fell on the way home in a game last night.
Oh, drama.
And that pretty much, yeah, doomed their season.
What about the National League West? I'm a National League West guy. I'm from Arizona. I was very sad to see the Diamondbacks sort of just fade away at the end of the season there. But the Rockies, man, they have come from behind and have leapfrogged the Dodgers, which were always the favorites, especially at the beginning of the year. Everyone said it was going to be the Dodgers.
Yeah. The Rockies have a half-game lead on the Dodgers. They'll be making the playoffs. And the Dodgers were supposed to be, I guess, the Yankees of the West, or maybe the Red Sox of the West, just in terms of payroll and in terms of expectations. And they have underperformed mightily. But this tells you something about the wild card. I mean, you asked about who the wild card was going to be. If you ask yourself, you know, does the wild card help the game? I suppose because the Yankees and Dodgers get to make the playoffs, and they have two of the biggest fan bases. And they're two good teams who we want to see in the playoffs. On the other hand, can you imagine if it really all did come down to the last couple games of the season and the Rockies and the Dodgers really were vying for the one spot in the NL West?
Mm-hmm.
It would be much more dramatic. What baseball has decided to do is trade the drama of one game, a wild card game is very exciting, for a drama of dozens of games throughout the season. And sorry to be curmudgeonly, I don't think it's great for baseball.
You don't like it. All right. Oh,
yeah, well, how I would say I don't like the wild card is I don't like the current format. On the other hand, if there were no wild card, you'd have the Cleveland Indians making the playoffs with 89 wins, and the A's and Yankees have 97 wins. Have I just talked myself off my last position?
Well, next week we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly, football, NFL, this is interesting. Hannah Storm and Andrea Kramer just announced they're going to be the first female announcing team when they call tonight's game between the Los Angeles Rams and the Minnesota Vikings. At first blush, that sounds very interesting. Is it a big deal?
I think so. This is on the Amazon broadcast of the game. But I would say this. The best NFL analyst is Doris Burke. She's a woman. In baseball, Jessica Mendoza is on the ESPN Game of the Week. And I would say my assessment of her is she's good. She deserves mm-hmm. to be on a national broadcast, not the best. But the thing with football is the color commentator can be anyone who's good at describing action. But usually the analyst is someone who's played the game. It doesn't have to be. But that's how it is. And because women aren't allowed to play football, there's obviously going to be a gap in the amount of experience that they have. It's unfair to the very qualified Hannah and Andrea. But if we have decided that what we want out of a football announcing team is one play-by-play professional and one former jock, football's very hard because there are no women who have played professional football.
Quickly, Mike, you mentioned it's on Amazon. Very interesting, and I was wondering if people might say, well, this game, they're broadcasting the Amazon Prime game. What does that matter?
Yeah. Well, Amazon gives you another way to watch it because it will be on over the air. But this is a sign of things to come when they rewrite the contracts, when all the leagues negotiate. Just like everything else has cut the cord, there are going to be big Google and Amazon and Facebook are probably going to be making big bids to get professional sports. This is how we're going to watch our sports in the future.
Mike,
maybe with men announcing, maybe with women.
Mike Pesca here, Now Sports Analyst. Thank you.
You're welcome.